would we follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King, in his beauty, happy, how happy a place at his side. Oh, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, letting paths of
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty. Continue our worship now with hymn number 212, Nothing But the Blood. Stand now as we sing hymn number 224, I Know Whom I Have Believed.
But I Please remain standing for prayer. We are so glad that our missionary, Dr. Dante Rabines, is with us today after recovery for 2 or 3 weeks. And he will be leaving us at the end of the month in toward Peru, the Amazon area. And so we are glad for the Lord, for medicine, for all the things that were put together. And he now has his diagnosis, prognosis, and what to do there in Peru. So thank God for his provision. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are delighted this morning to be together in this place. King David said, I will praise the Lord with a whole heart. We learn in Sunday school that we need to love God with a whole heart. And so, Father, we come to you and confess to you that even though we try, we will never achieve perfection. And so we are glad for your mercy and are glad for your grace upon us. And now, Father, as a church body, as we meet together, we want to praise your name. We want to learn about you and the scripture. And I pray for myself that you will anoint my lips to explain with clarity and truthfulness the riches of your word. Lord, we as a family, we have some people who are sick, and we are grateful for the improvement on Dr. Rabines. He has a long way to go, but Lord, we are on the way, and we are really happy. Lord, we also are happy for Henry's mother as she is home, and she is with an alternative medicine doctor treatment. And Henry and Tayan are there, and we pray that their love will overcome her mother's heart, and that one day we will hear that Henry's mother also knows the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with Mildred Plica and with this visit with the new doctor and the surgeon. And, Lord, you have plans for her, and we pray for her quick recovery. Lord, for Amperetto also, who lays in home. These are beloved people. They have been with us for years, and now in sickness come and take over, and we pray that you will relieve them from pain and they will be able to recover. Our missionaries are always in our mind. We thank you, Lord, that we never have failed to support them. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Martha Foretti in Buenos Aires, Danta and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then locally, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, and then Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. And so, Lord, bless them as they develop their life in a different environment with different people, but with the same function, to show them the love of God through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the wedding that was done yesterday, and we pray that Silas and Maria we'll have a wonderful honeymoon. And then when we see them back and they go back to school later on, Lord, we pray that their life will be a testimony of the seed that have been planted in their heart about God and about Jesus. We pray that our prayers will continue for them. We thank you for the families who has done this and prepare all of this so that the people can see that when we love you, we learn to love each other. Thank you, Father, for the provision of the means for carrying the gospel. We thank you, Lord, for the provision that comes through the extended church and the internet. People all over America, from New York, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, all over the America, they listen and they send contributions so that the ministry can keep on going. For the people in England, for the people in Korea who listen and later on watch the television broadcast, Lord, thank you for those people who are part of our church. We call it the extended church. And thank you for their goodness and sharing their good with us. I thank you, Father, for the people of this congregation who gave with love toward the ministry. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Lights up.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 761. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the words of life you have given us in the scriptures, those scriptures which count forever. We thank you for this historical record that speaks of your marvelous grace and also warns us of the necessity of forgiveness and repentance. We thank you and praise you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to suffer and die and rise again for our justification as our substitute to live the life of perfect obedience. Give us the boldness and the opportunity to proclaim this message that there is salvation in no other except through Jesus Christ. We pray for America, Father, that we may turn away from iniquity and idolatry and false religion and enhance the faith of the fathers. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and his teaching of the biblical truths that endure forever. Give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD ears of understanding, that we may be obedient to your commands. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?